Carl Edden Talk. It's Susie and Kate driving you home this afternoon. Well, I'm going to find out how filthy Dave Hughes is right now.
I know, mate.
All right.
We're talking about my laptop.
So it was so deeply disturbing to our techs.
Which I'm disappointed by.
Who
that.
Handle all sorts of things, well, by the way. And they didn't want to touch your computer. They said it was the filthiest thing that they'd ever seen.
Well, I've never taken it to a computer washer.
You don't have to take it to a computer washer. Most people take pride in. Anyway, whatever.
What am I going to do? If I put a sponge over it, the water would
not
seep.
Not a sponge. You give it a dry clean.
What are we talking about? The computer. I don't want
your
moisture
wife called.
To soak
into
it.
Your wife said, no, definitely a wet sponge. Oh, she's hung up.
Anyway, whatever.
Now, oh, and she said before you come home.
Can we?
Please.
I'm happy to.
She's hung up again.
Well,
so
we've got Travis here.
They did a swab of
Travis
your
did. Let's talk to Travis.
Computer. Hang on, I'm introducing Travis. Travis.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Speak into
Travis
Hale. Talking to the mic.
Good afternoon.
He's a senior microbiologist from CTEC. Don't ask what it stands for. It
doesn't know.
Stand for
anything. How many years? We don't worry about that. How many years of study have you done, Travis?
About 4 years.
Hmm. What did you study?
Microbiology.
Good, because you're a microbiologist.
Yes.
That was a trick question. We've established your credentials beyond doubt.
How many women were in your course? What percentage were women?
40%.
That's pretty high.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite high.
Good. How many of them were interested in you? Don't answer. Now, how many?
I'm not sure.
He wouldn't know what they're thinking.
So you didn't date anyone when you were studying?
No.
That's what we like to hear. You only had a head for microbes.
Yeah, I'm all about the bugs.
Are you? All right, so much so that when you did the initial swab of Hughesy's computer, his laptop, when you saw it, your first thoughts were captured on this amazing thing that we call digital recording. Someone came in and got your computer.
Yes.
The guy who's analysed your computer has said this.
That is atrocious.
He's looking for golden staph, influenza bacteria, and he's pretty confident that he'll find E. coli. What would we call E. coli, Travis, senior microbiologist?
So it's one of the many bacteria that are associated with poo.
Yep. That comes to a sudden grinding halt.
You know, I'm so confident, Travis, senior biologist, microbiologist, that I'm cracking a beer.
Really inappropriate time to open a beer. Just, are you so confident that there won't be?
There were. We looked for quite a few different things, but the thing that we found that was most.
Hang on, you need a drum roll.
Oh, he's choking on his beer. You know what I call that?
What?
Karma.
All right.
Was an inappropriate time to open a beer and disrespectful. When you're about to find from a senior
microbiologist
from CTEC.
CTEC.
No, CTEC.
All right, here we go. Drum roll.
What, Travis Hale, credentials already established, did you find when you did a swab of Hughes's computer, which has been growing in the lab now for 2 weeks?
Yes.
What did you find?
Start the drum roll again, Jack.
Why? It should be longer, that drum roll.
Get a longer one.
Get a longer drum roll.
Get a longer one.
We found mould. On your laptop.
Mould. Oh. Like you'd find on bread. Oh. Old bread.
Yes.
Yeah. Mould. Yeah, right. So mould. Wonder how would that get there?
It's from...
No, it's
well, it didn't get there.
How would mould...
It grew there, didn't it?
Yes.
Travis
Is that
Hale?
Unusual?
No, it's from dust.
The
so
dust
all
mold.
The dirt and dust and all of those things that are
Well, it is unusual on a dirty computer.
Yeah, look, on a dirty computer it's unusual, yes. But mould itself is not.
No, yeah. Mould's not unusual, but we're talking about on a computer.
Yeah, so I tested one of your desks here as well as the laptop, and your screen was 6 times higher than the desk, and your keyboard was 10 times higher.
Well, I mean, it's never been cleaned by... We have professional cleaners here at the organisation, and I don't professionally clean my computer, but so you...
You don't need to professionally clean it, just clean
you
it.
You found no fecal matter.
We didn't find fecal matter.
What? No,
give me a sip of beer now! Not one bit of fecal matter.
Travis Hale.
Did you find any?
I'm really.
Did you find any? I'm
going to
use the
weird.
Word. Did you find any?
No, you didn't, did
we
you?
We didn't look
any
for that.
He was 100% confident about that.
No, we didn't search for that.
Well, you wouldn't have found any, mate. Along with the people.
Satin is what he's talking about.
Nothing. Satin. Nothing. Not a skerrick.
No, because he walks in the light as far as that goes. But as far as shitting on his computer goes, no,
I don't think I've ever taken it on the toilet. I've never taken to the toilet with me.
No, but the toilet comes to you out with you via your hands. It's what I said to Sasha French, our producer. Wake up, Sash. Do you remember this conversation? When I said to you, he's a really good hand washer.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes.
I am.
Yes. Aren't you? Oh, hang on.
I wouldn't have thought so. Thank you, Travis
Hale.
And you know what?
Did you say
I was okay.
About this show?
Yeah, this shows that he does actually clean his hands well.
Thank you, Travis.
But I didn't realize his own mouth.
Well, Travis, I'm a clean skin, mate. And I knew I was going to be okay because before we had this on-air chat, Travis
shook hands.
He offered me his hand.
He was going to be.
And he took my hand with a look in his eye of a man whose hand
is E. coli free.
Yes. So.
Or I just don't care about germs. Yeah, one of the two.
Travis was the one with fecal matter smeared on his hand.
Yeah, we're going to test your hand now.